Well, a man set himself on fire today. This is him. And as we enter into the age of not left versus right politics, but schizo versus family-centered individuals, this is the second person that's gone ablaze in the last several months in attempts to make a political statement. Now, amazing commentator and critical analyst of the culture, Keith Woods, a very distinguished gentleman, explained himself that the guy who lit himself on fire at the Trump trial was a leftist schizo who thought that he was protesting a fascist coup, similar to the guy who chopped his dad's head off. It's not really a left versus right thing so much as hyper-partisanship, and the internet have created a paranoid style of politics. If you look at some of these things, saying, I have set myself on fire outside the Trump trial. My name is Max Azzarello, and I am an investigative researcher who says set himself on fire outside of the Trump trial in Manhattan. This extreme act of protest is to draw attention to an urgent and important discovery. We are victims of a totalitarian con, and our government, along with many of their allies, is about to hit us with an apocalyptic fascist world coup. When I said things are going to be heating up as we head into the election, this is not what I was hoping we would be arriving at. But we've got to talk about this, the state of the world, and so much more here on another episode of Slightly Offensive, actually Nightly Offensive. I forgot what show I'm on today. Before we play our normal intro, shout out to you guys. A few of you guys actually met at a bar. At an SOB meetup, you got together and apparently you formed a band. From my understanding, that's what I was getting from the Discord. Like, I guess Doomsday, Cracker, Deb, Brian, the director, you guys sort of like formed this band and you made a bunch of music. And some of them, oddly enough, I don't know whether to feel honored or weirded out, but some of the songs are about me. And you also said my name wrong, but kudos. And you made a little music video for the intro. So let's go ahead and let's cue that and let's start the show.
Elijah Schaffer, a voice so bold and true. Bringing slightly offensive to the world anew. Tackling the issues, no topic out of bounds. Reaching audiences far and wide with his profound sounds. Slightly offensive, so he captivates the mind. Elijah's insights, always one step ahead of the grind. Breaking down barriers, challenging the norm. A platform that keeps us informed. Slightly offensive. In a world of spin and noise, he cuts through the haze. Offering a fresh perspective, slightly offensive. Beacon in the storm. Guiding us to truth, keeping us ever informed. Slightly offensive. Elijah Schaffer, a voice so bold and true. Bringing slightly offensive to the world anew. Tackling the issues, no topic out of bounds. Reaching audiences far and wide with his profound sounds. Slightly offensive, so he captivates the mind. Elijah's insights, always one step ahead of the grind. Breaking down barriers, challenging the norm. A platform that keeps us informed. Slightly offensive. A show that captivates the mind. Elijah's insights, always one step ahead of the grind. Breaking down barriers, challenging the norm. A platform that keeps us informed. Slightly offensive.
Gonna cue there. Thank you so much. Welcome back to Nightly Offensive. I believe that was actually Doomsday Cracker on the audio. Someone said it sounded it's still better than almost anybody else's stuff. So shout out to you guys for making that song. That was really good. Apparently it took you guys 3 weeks to record and write. But my name's not Elijah Schaeffer. My name is Elijah Schaeffer. Thank you very much. We're just going to have a shit show tonight. I'm joined in the studio by Ben, Australia Talk. Ben, welcome back to Nightly Offensive.
Yeah, thank you very much, Elijah. Shout out to those dudes who made that song. That's an awesome little song. Yeah, it did sound a little bit like Blink, but I guess they were inspired by a great band. And yeah, it's good to be with you here, Schaeffer.
Yeah, Elijah Schaeffer, S-H-U-F-F-E-R, Elijah Schaeffer. We do love that. Everyone said this is gay, but this is a gay show. It reminds me, actually, you know, people don't know what's going on in the show. They never really fully understand. We're talking about what happened with this fire because it's really insane. And as we talk about this and we look into this more and more, I do want to explain something very, very funny. You know, somebody, I put up a picture on my profile the other day. If you want to go to my screen here, Brian, I put up this picture here. That's actually my son with a face tattoo. So this is Kez, my wife, and my son hanging out with some goats. And I had said how much I loved, you know, just being a father, just being a little, you know, a little heartfelt. But of course, somebody down here said, wait, you're not gay? And I said, I am, but my wife is Jewish. So you've got to keep control of the show. You've got to track this because it's starting to stack on each other. And so it's really confusing. When people accuse me of a lot of things, the best thing to remember is on this show is everything you read or hear about me on the internet is true. And you know that objectively, it's all true, right?
100% it's all true. Absolutely every single letter of every single word of it is true, Elijah.
Mm-hmm. Even if it contradicts itself. That's why people say, I thought you were gay. I am, but you're married. True. And she's Jewish. So she doesn't just wear the pants in the relationship. She also runs the bank. Just kidding.
All right. Because sexuality is fluid, I do expect you to be straight at some stage. But as it presently stands, the entire time I've known you in person has been as a gay black woman. That's true.
Thank you, Ben. I really appreciate the acknowledgement here. Speaking of the news, we've got to get into this very, very interesting point today about the fire. So let's just get into the story. This man set himself on fire. This is the second guy that has set himself on fire outside of a political building for whatever reason. Can we just objectively start by condemning this and saying there's literally no point to be killing yourself? Like, you should try being trans first, because if you want to like end your genetic line, go chop your dick off or tuck it in some underwear and be a fucking clown on the internet. Go do that first. But killing yourself through self-emulation seems rather counterproductive. Would you say so, Ben?
I would say yes. I would also advise people that setting yourself alight is hazardous to your health. So avoid that type of behavior.
Yeah, I know. So we are just going to have a shit show. So I don't even know if we're allowed to show this, but this was on network television. So I think this is the best we could do. CNN actually caught this. We do have serious topics to discuss, including the TikToker who was exposing P. Diddy and then ended up dead. And the family has clue what happened.
Yeah.
So this is the craziest stuff that's going on here. But we got a lot of death on the menu tonight. That's all I'm going to say. I was actually talking to a good friend of mine earlier before the show, and we found out we have the same people that are always trying to destroy us, which is great. So I make a lot of friends through that. However, if I ever end up dead, just remember, I'm not suicidal, and I'm definitely not going to light myself on fire. Let's go and let's watch this, Brian. CNN was covering the trial and actually captured the man self-emulating. This is crazy.
At all. What do you say? We also
So I guess it's low audio, but shooter, whatever.
An active shooter is in the park outside the court. We have a man. He has set fire to himself. A man has emblazoned himself outside of the courthouse just now. Our cameras are turning right now. A man has now lit himself on fire outside of the courthouse in Manhattan, where we are waiting for history to be made. A full jury panel is gone. We are watching a man who is fully emblazoned in the front of the courthouse today. We are watching multiple fires breaking out around his body and person. We have seen an arm that has been visible that has been engulfed in total flames. There is chaos that is happening. People are wondering right now if people are in danger. I'm looking across the courtyard. There is a man racing to his aid. There is coats coming off to try to put out the fire. We have members of security details. NYPD is rushing to the scene. They are trying to come out. Officers are on the scene. A fire extinguisher is right now present.
Can I pause this for a second? Super unnecessary
play-by-play commentary.
Because I don't. We have to laugh at the insanity, but
Where's the active shooter? Where is the active shooter?
There's an active shooter. Oh my gosh. Okay, he's melting. His cells are drying up. He is collapsing. He is breathing. There is a car driving by. There is a napkin. A pigeon just caught on fire next to him. Somebody's eating the pigeon. And it's like, you know, like,
So there wasn't an active shooter?
I don't think so. It was probably explosion of
light. What takes precedence of the CNN commentary and cameras when they're doing a live feed? Is it an active shooter who is in range and within their scope of the cameras? Or is it a dude can usurp the active shooter by simply setting himself alight?
Look.
Where does the camera look in that instance, Elijah?
This is the most fucked up show ever, because we're somehow making a joke out of somebody killing themselves. And it's not because I'm trying to be cruel, but because I'm actually going to be cruel here for a second.
To be kind.
Can we look at this guy's face here? This is what should have been happening, right? Yeah. This is correct.
Yeah.
This is correct. Like,
he's led a sheltered existence, though.
Yeah, but I mean, like, if you're a commentator on CNN and somebody lights themselves on fire,
whoa,
you don't need the loud black woman. Like, don't you love it how someone lights himself on fire and a black woman immediately goes, getting into black woman mode. I gotta shout and speak when nobody needs me to. I gotta talk really loudly and make this whole public event about myself. Like, somebody just committed suicide.
Mm.
And then, like, on the woman's side, she's now made herself the center of attention, right?
Well, death isn't a stranger to her. But I'd like to see her go to the ghetto on a Friday night and do similar type of commentary.
That's my point. But then also, the black part of her with the woman was not just making about
the
herself,
homies just loud. Rolled up, they just smoked this G on the street corner, the G is dropped, it looks like people. He's got 9 bullet holes in his body.
Damn. All right, so I just want to continue to watch this because it is bizarre. It is strange. This is honestly strange. Watch it. It just gets weirder and weirder.
Members of security details, NYPD is rushing to the scene. They are trying to come out. Officers are on the scene. A fire extinguisher is right now present being put on this man. Try to put out. People are climbing over barricades to try to separate the public to put out the flame on this man. He has lit himself out in fire in front of the courthouse right now. We are watching as the flame. We can smell the air. I can smell the burning of some sort of a flesh. I can smell the burning of some sort of agent being used as well as an accelerant to put that fire.
That's great.
Fire extinguisher having been displayed. I see a person whose body appears to be on the ground being surrounded by officers.
What we know, the audio is low. This is like a screen recording of something.
We right now have officers removing their coats, trying to surround this person to engulf their body to prevent them from further going into flames. You can smell, I'm sitting here with Evan Brent. You can smell burning flesh. You can smell an accelerant. The flames are continuing to engulf his person. I hear shouts that are coming from across the courtyard. I have people multiple. Okay,
I am so sorry. This is, I didn't know this would be this funny. You know, I saw this comedy set. And I thought it was pretty awesome. This guy was like, you know, I saw Schindler's List for the first time yesterday.
Finally watched it. Yeah. You took my advice.
Yeah, and it wasn't even that funny, you know?
Did you watch it on slow-mo?
I only,
just to really take it in?
Yeah, I only laughed about 10 times, you know, through the whole film. That was actually a comedy set. This guy's like, you know, I only laughed 10 times at Schindler's List. I'm not supposed to be laughing at this, but we do live in a clown world, again, with very real consequences.
Hmm.
What was that?
Well, and, that's not how you make Krispy Kremes.
No, and also just, what was that? Why was she yelling into the microphone going, and then we smell the flesh? Bitch, we understand, yes, a man killed himself by lighting himself on fire.
Hmm.
We can imagine what it smells like. Hmm. That's an irrelevant detail.
Can you imagine?
Extreme observation. She could smell burning flesh.
Yeah, like I think so. She like the one of the super chats. One of you guys sent in a Rumble rant on Rumble. Remember, you can send them in. One of you just sent in one about this. Stick 1776 said this. That CNN cunt. CNN cunt. You got to say it like they say it in Australia. Cunt. by the way, if you didn't watch the debate between Joel
Davis.
Davis. Julian DeVee. And David.
Yes.
If you didn't watch the debate on that, the neo-Nazis versus the far-left progressives, or whatever you want to call the debate, that was the best. It was like, shut up, cunt. Listen, cunt. No, don't use the N-word, cunt. And like in America, you're saying don't use the N-word, but that word is like just as nasty and horrible. Like there's people that are probably turning off the show now because I said it four times. Out here, that's what you just call people. That's welcome to Australian lingo. But I also don't understand what that was. We'll talk about this whole story. There's nothing going on today, but we do know like what he said is that she was hoping for a real January 6th at the courthouse. All she got was a crispy mental tard. And it's like, you know, they're just hoping something crazy happens with these trials. And once again, it turns out it's just another leftard killing himself because he thinks that we're in a fascist coup.
Yeah.
And one can only pray that we would get into a fascist coup because maybe that would actually, we'd have a future.
Lock and load.
Yeah, praise
let's
God.
Let's get it happening, man.
Yeah, let's get the fascist coup started.
1776 will commence again.
I just don't understand what the vibe of that was. This has been a slow news week. All I'm going to say this is, for a guy like me who has to make 15 shows a week for VNN now, 3 for Gateway Pundit, and 4 for myself. It has not been a great news week to try to create a lot of content.
Did she get excited because she smelt something burning and she could, you know, sniff the air? And, you know, fried chicken gets her excited, so something was frying. So she went right there.
Oh my God, a white man is dying. Yes. Yes. That's what it felt like, right? She was really excited about this.
Well,
weird.
On CNN, I'm not sure why she didn't say and inform the viewers that it was mostly peaceful. There were flames burning, but it was still mostly peaceful. But I think she got super excited because she realized, holy crap, I'm in it now. I'm an eyewitness to this. You best believe, like, she's an embedded reporter or whatever. She's out there on the street doing her thing. Now she's going to get significant studio time. You know, they're going to bring her in. They're going to sit her down in the big studio. She's going to be part of the panels and they're going to ask her, so what happened? So she's going to actually use this to launch her career going forward as well, I think. She's going to ask for a raise. And if they don't give her that raise, well, guess what? She can now sue them. She can step away and she can say, I need cash because I've been traumatized. You had me out there and I've had to witness this and now I'm traumatized. So I need some time off. I need first class tickets, I need 5-star holidays, I need $50,000 so I can get, you know, myself back in order because this has affected me adversely.
Yeah,
there's a lawsuit waiting to happen.
I told everyone it's going to be a shit show today. We're just going to go with whatever we're going to go with today. Someone in the chat said, by the way, Iran, Israel bombs Iran. Iran bombs Israel. Elijah, sorry, it's a slow news week. Oh, you mean a Tuesday? Like Israel's bombing someone and someone's bombing Israel? Sorry if I don't actually care about that. Noticer IM sent $5 and said, pull up the most recent Candace Owens tweet, please. Her noticing needs to be recognized. Yeah, we're talking about that next. That's part of the next topic. I already did comment on that. We're going to get into Germans. We're going to get into the Holocaust. But not, of course, anything denial or anything. What we're going to say, we're going to get into the, not the Holocaust from World War II, the Holocaust after World War II.
We don't deny history.
No, we don't deny history. In fact, we repeat it exactly. You know, the vaccines are safe and effective. Exactly 6 million Jewish people died to the dot in the Holocaust. The U.S. has committed no war crimes. Julian Assange is a war criminal. Edward Snowden is a traitor. And Vladimir Putin is the most evil dictator in the world. Did I cover it all? Did I miss anything?
Joe Biden has the full scope of his brain power still today. And
And his son did not smoke crack and illegally buy a firearm and have sex with minors.
Smoke crack.
He had sex with minors, which were people that dug up cobalt
in
foreign countries. But that's different. That's a different kind of minor. It's not illegal to have sex with someone who digs holes, but it is illegal to have sex with someone.
A plane did fly into the Pentagon. Dick Cheney did not deliberately shoot his friend with a crossbow.
Direct. Okay, so as we get into that, let me give a huge shout out to one of our sponsors for today, guys. As we were talking about this, it is a shit show in life. And unfortunately, I have been feeling like a lot of times what matters to me is that our testosterone levels are at an all-time low. So, Brian, if you can bring up my screen there, that's really important. If you're feeling drained, you're experiencing unwanted weight gain, maybe you're a guy and you're around there and you're starting to feel like you're lacking energy, you're over the age of 25. Look, a lot of things are taking away our testosterone. I think part of it might even be the the hormonal birth control in the water supply. I think some of it might be the medication. I think some of the wheat that we're taking, some of the additives and binding agents are causing problems in our testosterone. But there is this product that is called Man's Edge from Nutronix Labs. Now, it's the ultimate solution for low testosterone. It has powerful ingredients like fenugreek, NO2, and IGF-1, which is the active ingredient. Man's Edge offers a whopping 46% increase in testosterone levels. It can help naturally build your testosterone levels. Buy one bottle and get any IGF-1 product for free with AutoShip, saving you an amazing 50% off. Right now, you're going to go to tboostnow.com. That's tboostnow.com, TBOOSTNOW.com, and unleash your true potential with Man's Edge today. Check it out if you want to get your energy back and work on your testosterone levels. You're going to go to T-Boost now. Remember, we're demonetized everywhere, and these sponsors not only support us, but they support you supporting yourself. So check out your products today. And actually, sometimes I tell you guys, if you guys just want to support the show, you know, you can send super chats, you can sign up at censor.tv. But like with Alex Jones, sometimes you can just buy products, gift them to people, and just support the sponsors. Because like, it's like, hey, I already have Undertak boxers or, you know, whatever it is. Just buy some for friends sometimes, every once in a while. You have a friend who needs boxers, get him a pair. Speaking of that, we have a couple super chats here that came in. We had one from, we already read Noticer. Shauna Fong said, the left psychologically tortures and mutilates white kids till they are willing to self-immolate for a little respect and abatement of the constant hatred towards them. Yeah, that's actually true. And Doomsday said, white people don't season day self-immolations and shit.
Stop culturally appropriating, please, through super chats.
And Gary from the Next News Network's in the chat as well. Good to shout out to you, Gary. Good to hear.
Love your work, Gary. Love your work.
We love Gary. Make sure you support the Next News Network directly. Okay, so a couple of things from this. We'll just look at a couple aspects of this. I'm kind of over the story already because I don't care.
It's just sad. It's traumatic. It's bloody tragic. This guy's been misled throughout multiple years of his life. He's believed the lie, and he's taken such drastic measures. And in reality, people are going to forget about him. And now he's just left trauma for people that did know him, loved him, potentially family members, if he had some. And it was mostly all for naught. It gave CNN a bump. It gave plenty of other people a bump, but it certainly didn't help him. And it hasn't solved the problem. Most importantly, it has not solved the problem.
No, we'll just watch this one video here. RPN Groiper said this is the dude who just set himself on fire outside the Trump courthouse. Seems like a normal, sane dude. So we're going to look at Candace Owens' tweets after this. We probably should have just led with that. But our guest canceled and Ben came down here 8.5 minutes. He got here in 8.5 minutes. I told him our guest canceled. Literally the minute we're supposed to start the show, our guest canceled. I messaged Ben, how did you get here so quickly?
The motorbikes assist in weaving through traffic. Yes, okay. They do. Motorcycles do help.
All right, let's look at this here. Here's his last video he filmed, and then we're just going to end the topic because I feel bad, but moral of the story, don't light yourself on fire. Also, deeper moral of the story, white people are not doing well psychologically.
Damn right.
And nobody else is doing this except for white people and maybe some Asians, but...
Well, they're being told they're worthless. They're right. Being told they did things which they didn't do. They're being told they have to be responsible for things they didn't do. They're being told they must pay, they must suffer, and they must go without. And they must elevate people in front of themselves because if they take a position which they'd earned on merit, well, that's just racist and they're not being inclusive.
That's racist! All right, let's
start a fucking revolution. Start a fucking revolution. Start a fucking revolution. You've got nothing to lose.
Start. Right. I'm sorry, but dude, you are like...
You start a revolution by shooting somebody.
By lighting yourself on fire.
Mm. A revolution of one.
Should I light myself on fire?
Nah,
couldn't. One's in the chat of yes, two's in the chat. It's like, who's doing this? Who's seriously doing this? All right, let's get into some controversial stuff. It's a Friday night. You can take that off the screen, Brian. I gotta get out of here. It's a Friday night, and might as well get controversial early on. Let's just go into it. All I was going to say real fast about this is, go to my screen here real fast, Brian. It's crazy that people hate me so much that like I put this picture up and the amount of like hatred on my Instagram and stuff that I got was crazy. Like it was like Like, and so people wonder why I don't put my kid's face on this. By the way, he's doing really well, baby. He's doing well. He's helping raise some goats. He's having a good day today. He had a, Kez is like a real good homemaker. So she like, you know, shredded some carrots, makes him like her, like fresh carrot muffins every day. And
as all good women do.
Yeah. She makes him his own food. She made him a little bit of chili this afternoon with like grass fed beef and stuff. She made me lunch too. She's a great wife. I really love her.
You give him baby a chili.
Yeah. But I love like people are like, you know, writing like, oh, are you going to rape them too? Like, am I going to rape my son and my wife? That's a very bizarre
thing. It's such a wholesome picture, man. It's a beautiful picture. Look at that little lamb as well, bro.
Well, yeah, it's a really cute picture. So people are sick and twisted, and I hope they light themselves on fire.
Elijah Schaefer has land holdings.
So let me go down here. Oh, yeah, there's Sharika. You know, by the way, just so you know, I do have a Gateway Pundit show here, and I also have a show on Vigilant News as well that's always on X. You can watch it at any point. It's also on Vigilant Fox, too, so you can watch it. Okay, so let's bring this up. So Candace Owens and Ben Shapiro, as Owen Benjamin calls him. You got Judeo-Christianity versus Christ is King. And I think that's really a good picture there.
Is that Nick Fuentes as a corner man? Minus the mustache?
In the background it says the Goyim no.
the corner man right there in America First, the corner man. That's Fuentes, right?
That probably is. I'm planning on, you know, I'll go catch up with him in person. He's the kind of person that is nice to get dinner with. You know, he's a gentleman.
Yeah.
He's a really nice guy.
He can
guy.
Actually just speak about normal things. Yeah.
Yeah. Him and I met up during the, I think we started getting on the same page, him and I, when we met up at Trump Tower, actually in Chicago, I'm pretty sure in 2020, we ended up getting dinner at an Italian restaurant.
He seems like a fettuccine guy.
I don't remember. No, I think he's a real simple eater. Like he's more of a hot dog kind of guy. Like he just hot dog, like gas station food, you know?
Radio.
It's not good for him. I'm trying to get him. I want to get him jacked. Like I want him to get him to the gym like that. You know, he's not into that, but I think it would be great. But that's him in the back. I think he's a stand up guy. I really do like him a lot. I think he's really nice. I think, you know, we don't share all the same ideas, but I find him to be a very good guy.
He's well dressed. He's very well dressed. Yeah,
he carries himself well. Two super chats people put in. Noticer I am said Doomsday is getting married tomorrow. Please wish him a happy and blessed day tomorrow. Oh, Doomsday Cracker is getting married. Congratulations, Doomsday. Well, love to see some pictures. Email me some pictures. I know it's probably private, or put them in the Discord. Stick1776 said that he was in New York. I wonder if the subs smelled fried white meat. Oh man, that's just rough. So let's talk about this though. So before we even look at her tweet, we do have a problem going on in our country right now, which is this battle between two sides of the right. Now, I couple episodes ago that it's a great time to be canceled in the world because nobody has a stomach for it. Like they're like, Trump raped somebody. Everyone's like, okay, Trump paid off a prostitute, a porn star. Okay. Like, hey, in the end, dude, if Joe Biden was a nice guy and was perfect, he's flooding our country with 10 million illegals it's more than the populations of over 25 states. That's ruining our country. If you're a little fucked up and you've got some problems, but you're trying to do the right thing overall, I can get behind you. And a lot of people feel like that. It's like, I don't care about your dumb inconsistencies, but getting canceled is actually good. But even more, getting canceled in the right wing is no longer a thing. Okay. Like eventually they've canceled so many of us from the mainstream that we are the mainstream now. Like they were like, oh, it's like Nick Fuentes and Joel Davis, but now it's Tucker. Now it's Candace Owens. Like they've made and switched up so much and they've shown their face that they're so not America first, that they're so not Christ first, that they've pushed so many people out that we have such a strong coalition that I'm just gonna say this, in terms of my, you know, going on American shows, I can't fit enough shows into my schedule if and when I'm going to visit, the amount of requests I have to come back on in person American shows. I cannot even meet the requests, which is why I'm not doing any right now. But if I were to ever return, there's so many people that have been like, I want dibs, I want dibs, I want dibs, I want dibs, that I can't even give them what they want. Meaning they're not canceling any of us.
You can't give your body away to all the people that want a part of your body, Elijah.
They can lick the syrup off,
you know,
my toes.
And as a matter of fact, you know, they can keep Lindsey Graham. They can keep Mitch McConnell. They can have all of them. They're fine. They can do their own thing. You guys are the breakaway of civilization, but really you're just the evolution of truth. And they only cancel people because you speak the truth. So, you know, that's a notch in your belt. That's actually a stamp on your shoulder to say, I'm a part of it. I'm real. I won't compromise my values and I will give my audience the truth and I won't compromise, man. And I think that's what the audience deserves. For so long, they've just been copying people that have been very placid and telling them things which they knew are incorrect, that their lying eyes are telling them not to believe. But somebody like you, the other people come along and they say, no, we are the new mainstream. Tucker said the exact same thing to Joe Rogan, as a matter of fact. He said, all of these guys are obsolete. They think they're the mainstream, but we've evolved. They're actually dinosaurs in the digital age, and their time is coming. Their time is over. The reckoning has happened, and they're obsolete, my man. So onwards and upwards to you and everyone else that's doing it, Elijah.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Is like, by the way, somebody said in the chat, why did I start looking like Paul Giamatti? That is so offensive.
He's a great actor, bro. He is a
phenomenal. No, I just didn't take a shower today, so like, I look like Hitler if you want me to.
That was just your Cartman impression.
No, I just didn't take a shower today. So I'm going to take one after. Sometimes I don't take them in the morning. I go to the gym in the afternoon after lunch with the fam. And then I take a shower, come back and film all my other stuff. But that's why.
You're just trying to live like a third worlder just for one day.
Yeah. Also, I'd love to know in the chat. It always helps me to know if you guys like shit shows like this where it's more just like relaxed. There's not like this agenda driven, so serious, version. It's
but if they do want that, back. They can simply get a subscription to Sensor TV. And for example, they could go and watch your interview you did yesterday with Chris Coveris.
Yes, there is a executive exclusive interview with Chris Coveris on Censored Only. You should check it out. No, but I do love the laid back. Fridays have been pretty laid back and I've been chilling, so I've been enjoying it. That is to remind you too. Thank you guys for sending super chats. I'm gonna be trying to read them on Fridays during the show, so you don't have to like wait till the end. As you guys send them, we're just gonna interact more with chat. It's pretty good, and that's just the truth. Okay, so let's get into her messaging though. So she is coming in hot. Check this out. Oh, Candace. We stand as our Candace. Americans know nothing about real history. Did you know that 12 million Germans were ethnically cleansed after World War II? What? Did you know half a million of them were murdered for the crime of speaking German? That children were lined up and shot? Well, over 2 million women and children were raped at the end of the war. Many of them died or killed themselves as a result. In Czechoslovakia, by the way, I am, even though I'm technically from the UK, largely Czech myself. I have a lot of Czechoslovakian background in my family. That's the German, that's like, we're not like, just so people know this, like, it's like Germans aren't just in Germany. So technically we're German Czech, I guess would be the background from my understanding. And then my relative was somehow banished into Siberia. So there's Germans in Siberia too. Real talk there. And I care about Germans because my lineage, I am German. My name is Schaefer. I literally have I have a Jewish name, but it's actually just German. Schaefer. In Czechoslovakia, they lined German civilians up, many of whom had lived there for centuries, and ran over their legs with trucks. They forced them to dig their own graves. Not all of them were German. Some of them just spoke German. 12 million German civilians were expelled across Eastern Europe, forced stripped of their homes and property and citizenry for the crime of speaking German. Hundreds of thousands of them starved to death. This ethnic expulsion was the largest in human history, and yet you've never heard about it. Why? I encourage everyone to watch this doco.
What documentary is it?
Oh, well, we'll click on it in a second. She followed up and said, nothing more terrifying than the idea of being murdered alongside your children for the crime of speaking the wrong language. That's the world's largest ethnic cleansing took place, and the murders and tortures were granted amnesty should terrify you.
Mm-hmm.
Cernovich came in and said, Hitler didn't win the national election. He took power after a false flag event.
The Reichstag.
Even so, your replies will claim it's anti-Semitic to discuss war crimes committed against little children and innocent women. And this is how brainwashed people are. It's not that you just can't even question the Holocaust, which you can't, which you shouldn't, because it was 6 million and there's no questions about it. But you're not allowed to talk about the suffering of other people. Like you're not allowed to talk about the suffering. And there was a meme in here. She said, my question is, who was given their homes and property? I can't seem to find that information. Ooh, this is where it's getting bad. Now, somebody explained something really interesting.
Confiscation without compensation.
Let me see. Oh, yeah. So Robert Safir. Is that how you say his name? Robert Safir. I don't know how to say that.
Seppi, who runs HR.
Okay. So I know who this is, though. I'm not retarded. Yeah. Like, I follow him. I just don't know how to say his last name.
Yeah.
He said, this was the reason Germany invaded Poland, not global conquest, part of which was Germany before World War I, to rescue its citizens who were being murdered. Incidentally, this is Russia's justification for annexing Ukraine. That said, the Soviets invaded Poland the same week. So I am not well-versed on our history, like most of you, because I've been lied to. And the more that I realize that I've been lied to, and the more that I begin to see what really happened and what our real history is, the more I start to realize that you shouldn't even get caught up on the Holocaust and questioning the Holocaust numbers, because that's the trap, is to get you to question the numbers, talk and get focused on the Jews and the Holocaust. And so they can label you an anti-Semite, stifle your platform and your ability to reach people and discredit you as a neo-Nazi. Why do they discredit you as a neo-Nazi? Because they say Nazi bad, everything else good, right? Mm. Light yourself on fire to prevent Nazis from joining. I'm not saying don't name the Jew or don't talk about things. You do whatever you want. Mm. I'm never on this show going to tell you how you should approach things. I'm talking about, for me, I see it as a trap personally. And I think what I'm more interested in is what happened before the Holocaust.
Mm.
The Holocaust. What happened before World War II, which they call the Holocaust, right? They don't even call it World War II. It's called the Holocaust because we're not allowed to think about the 75 million white people who died or the burning of Hamburg, you know, which was arguably worse than Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
And why do they call white people Nazis now when white people are the ones that went over there and killed all the Nazis for them?
Right, but I want to know the truth here about World War II.
There should be congratulations for the white folks.
Correct, but I'm saying the question for me about World War II is like you're seeing, like Israel literally bombs an Iranian embassy, kills top level officials
in Damascus,
gets blocked, gets rocketed back, and then goes, oh my gosh, I'm a victim. It reminds me of females.
And then they say Iran has launched an attack on Israel. No, what it was is a retaliation, a justified retaliation.
Correct.
At the United Nations level, it's justified as well. Like, because that was their sovereign land. When they bombed the embassy, that's the equivalent of bombing the actual nation itself.
Right. So I'm actually interested in this. We're like, I am not an Anon account. I am not an Anon account. So I am not just randomly, you know, obsessed with just like dropping the J in chat and, you know, creating an N-I-G-G-E-R chain in the chat, right? I'm a real human being. I do this for a living. I have a credible job as a journalist for a publication that does better readership than, The Blaze and other websites that are out there. It does incredibly well. We are literally in the Supreme Court fighting for First Amendment rights right now. I don't know if you guys know this, but the Gateway Pundit, we're in the Supreme Court right now. Ketanji Brown Jackson is arguing against us, saying that the First Amendment shouldn't apply to the government when they coerce private companies to censor us, because they're not directly censoring, their private companies are complying. So we're fighting for this. So what I mean by credibility is I obviously recognize this. I have a new show on VNN. By the way, we did 2 million views on the show just this week, over 2 million. We did over 2 million views this week. I think we did like 3.5 million. So that show is the most successful show I've ever done. You've probably never heard of it because it's mostly on X. And also the age demographic, I'm hitting an older age demo than this show. But it's the most successful project I've ever worked on. And that being said, I am still concerned about reality and the truth. And so I don't just want to just be like, the Jews. I want to know what the fuck is going on. And I want to know where I've been lied to. Because I don't believe Biden is running the country. I don't believe elections are real. And why is Trump, which I like Trump and I'm on the Trump train, but like Richard Grenell said today, you know, Trump did a really good job beginning to decriminalize homosexuality around the world. I have questions on why Trump, you know, takes credit for Operation Warp Speed, why he's trying to decriminalize homosexuality in countries that aren't our own, why he cares so much about moving the embassy into Jerusalem in Israel. Like, I want to know, is he really based and red-pilled and cares about our country, and he just knows
that you have to appease these overlords, right? You have to like do a certain amount of appeasement to be able to get done what you want to get done. Is he bought out and sold? Are we the ones getting duped? Like, I just want to know what's going on. Is that fair to just ask questions? As Ben Shapiro and others said, you know, they just say they're asking questions, but they're really hiding their hatred. they're really hiding their hatred. I forgot to do this now when I'm Ben Shapiro. They're just really, oh, you're just asking questions. You're just asking questions. Oh, well, that sounds like hatred to me. That's not a good thing to ask questions. Why my sheets? No, but I genuinely want to know. Now I'm going to answer that question. I'm going to get your feedback on that. But I want to give a huge shout out to one of our sponsors for today, guys, which is actually really freaking cool. Okay, so check this out. Go to my screen here, Brian. I do care about your guys' health and your safety. Airwater Healing is a great company. When you go here and you check out their products, you're going to go and you're going to look at everything that's going on here. Boom, 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 boom. Hydrogen bottles. Look what's happening. Okay. It's this product here is freaking amazing. It's called the Echo Go Plus. And I kind of want to explain something to you that's really freaking amazing about it. So, 70 to 80% of the immune system is actually housed in your gut. And I don't know if you know this, but it is. Okay. We're not telling you to get vaccinated. I'm telling you to start caring what goes into your body. But contaminated water, we know this, I've even said this, is definitely affecting you. Poor diet, pesticides, they're all weakening your gut to nearly 20% of your functionality. Not to mention, a lot of you drink alcohol, which is fine from time to time, but that destroys your gut. And you're eating processed GMO foods. Now, with the Hydrogen Echo Go Plus, what this does is you press the button and it actually begins to infuse your water with hydrogen, which ionizes your water and brings it essentially back to life. Now, I wouldn't use that word, bringing it to life. What I would say is that it's helping to bring back the innate properties that God created your water to be anywhere at any time. And more than in the bottles, because when you open a lot of these other bottles that claim to be at a pH level or whatever, it ends up meeting the air. It ends up neutralizing the levels, bringing it back to an acidic level. This is essentially neutralizing your water, bringing it back to a proton level where you're actually getting alkaline water, but you're also essentially bringing it to a ability to go past what you could buy in a bottle. So if you're looking to take control of your health, begin with the water that you drink. Go to airwaterhealing.com, airwaterhealing.com. That's airwaterhealing.com. Use my promo code offensive. Get 10% off. My producer, his wife uses this every day. So literally, and that's how I know about this. She's like, you got to get this to your audience. It's an amazing product. People are going to want this. It's not for everyone because not everyone cares about their health. But if you do, I would get one of these or get it for someone who does, like your wife or something, at Airwater Healing, promo code offensive to bring your water back to life. All right. I want to go to you, Ben, because we're laid back, because we're relaxed, because we're having a good time. Is it wrong to just want to know like what's going on? Because I feel like everything's a psyop, everything's a lie, and I don't know what's true anymore.
Well, you're a critical thinker and you're only exploring these ideas because you want to gain a greater understanding of what took place. So you're willing to listen to all people and evaluate whatever information they're putting forward. And I think that's the correct position to be in. With Donald Trump, yeah, there are questions. There's questions. There's questions. We never, or well, I at least never thought that there would be a question or a possibility in 2024. Back when I think about sort of 2016 to now, would there be a question where Donald Trump could potentially be doing things which make people wonder, is he America first? And I think that's the ultimate question, Elijah. Is Donald Trump America first or is he not? Because a lot of people that support Donald Trump support him based on what they thought was a fact that he is undisputably America first. I'm open for clarification on that. I'd like to hear from him about that. And obviously he's not going to speak to me personally, but he could clarify his messaging. Wait, where are we and where did that just happen?
Because since we had Sharika on the show, I've been hearing beeping in the studio.
Okay, that's our diversity inclusion. Yeah, our smoke alarm is not attended to regularly because we're trying to do as others do.
Oh, dude. Yeah, that's imagine having that in your house all the time. To be fair though, the smoke alarm is out here, but the ceilings are 15 or like maybe 20, this might be like 20 feet tall ceilings, honestly, in the studio here. So I can't reach it. I don't have a ladder. So,
well, when they don't pay their cable bill, it keeps them company at night, I've heard.
Yeah, it's but it only goes off like once a show, so it's not even a big deal. Sometimes at the end too, but it's really not a big deal. You told me you were going to change the smoke alarm.
Okay.
You did last time.
Well, I'll start levitating pretty soon. I'll ask David Blaine if he can help me out, and I'll start levitating. I'll get up there, Elijah.
I'm gonna put something on X just so I can play it for you. I found this television show that actually is the weirdest show I've ever seen in my entire life. Okay. It's literally the strangest. Let me see if I can get this.
Can I guess where it's from before you pull it up? Is it from the land of Pajit or is it a crazy game show from Japan?
No, it is something that makes me question my existence. So I found this show, and I found a clip of it. I'm putting it up right now on X. So I'm going to play it for us. I thought it was AI for like the longest time that I was watching it. And I was like, what the heck is this? And now I'm going to play a clip of the show for you. To remind you guys how absolutely insane it is. Let's see if it'll actually post in the second. Okay, there you go. Now it's posted. Let me go ahead and refresh my page. The longer it goes, the more confusing it is. And
check her out.
All right. Let's watch this. Go ahead and go to my screen here. This is just watch this show and tell me if you're just as confused as me.
Cyclops there. Turrets, moon buggies. Oh my holy crap. Surveillance does. I hate those. This is ridiculous. That's the most well-guarded yeast factory I've ever seen. Kananka, show me your bag of secrets. What's all this crap? I thought you said he was good at making bombs and robots and stuff.
What I meant to say was, he likes collecting things.
What's he doing now?
I don't know. He must have found something.
I'm not seeing it. Not seeing results. All I see is a bunch of organic waste. What did he find? The genius? Wait a sec.
Oh, no.
It's very unpredictable.
Well, it's not a clean yeast. Just a fungus beef sharing a few yeast-like properties.
Oh.
You can't predict
it's
where this
ripe
is going.
And delicious, though.
Can't
watch
can't
this.
Great soundtrack.
It's such a good show.
All right, let's give it a little test. Not bad. Oh, this is pretty good yeast. This isn't bad. This is pretty good. It's not concentrate, but it's pretty darn good. Whoopee!
I don't know why we played that, but I was going to say, I see stuff like that, and I don't know what's real anymore. You know,
what
I
is that?
Man? I questioned my existence. I literally was like, I sat there, and I was like...
Is that Black Mirror?
Like, well, no, I questioned my entire existence. That made me question everything and who I am, what I am. And I was just like, to me, that's what it feels like looking at history,
yeah.
Right? Where it's like, I'm reading it and I'm just like, I can't predict what's happening next. I don't know what's going on. The books are lying to us. So I just feel like with Candace bringing that up and these people of like, what are they hiding about our history? And like Tucker said on a recent episode of his show, he was like, you know, they've summarized our entire history to a couple of key events like slavery and a Holocaust, but nothing about the suffering of white men. But something was wrong. We built an entire colony. Like we built colonies like Australia, New Zealand, and the United States. Like obviously something was bad in our history and there was troubles and we have potential for greatness. We've had the Renaissance and we've built great cities and we've built great colonies. Why are we being reminded of our sins? And also are our sins our sins? Because like, it's like segregation with Sharika when we were talking about this. I want to be careful because we're on YouTube. But it's like, I look at what life is like living together and it's not great.
Well, the multicultural society has not proven itself to be effective. We're in the early stages of its rollout. It's what, less than a century old practically. And it's already causing dismay and hardship for many people. It's causing division. It's sowing the seeds of division. And people aren't really willing to get on board with it. People are feeling dispossessed as well, Elijah. On that clip, though, man, it appears that Dylan Mulvaney had some role in casting that film. It almost looked like Hulk Hogan, but a trans version as well. And I'm surprised ARU, Devin Tracy, made an appearance in that, because the kangaroo popped up in that as well. It was, yeah, it was Planet of the Apes crossed with who knows what, man. I'm surprised there were no rainbow flags, though.
I'm surprised that people didn't realize that I was starring in the show.
That's I'm great. People didn't
see that.
He's wearing a Lady Gaga wig as well.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting there.
And the yeast that he was eating was actually a chunk of shit.
Oh, by the way, Cuntbag on censor.tv said that I mixed up Austria and Australia when I went there. So I came to live in Australia, but I kept this Austrian haircut. Austrian Lika. Do you know how many people actually
there was
try
a
to go
man
to
from Austria?
Do you know
the rest.
Do you know there's actually a real issue of people trying to go to Australia and accidentally booking tickets to Austria?
Yeah.
And the reason why I think that's actually the case is because it auto-corrects. Even for me, I'll be talking about Australia on X or something, and it says it's Austrian, and it just corrects it to Austrian. So do you get that too, where it changes it to Austrian instead of Australian all the time?
Well, not necessarily for me, because it knows my search history already. But I guess that's a question for the chat, Elijah. One's in the chat, is Australia better than Austria? Two's in the chat, is Austria better than Australia? Or are they the same place? Are they the same place?
Someone said that this movie was made by Napoleon Dynamite director, and that's actually...
is that Napoleon there?
Yeah, apparently that is. All right.
Far out.
We got to talk about something else here. No, but I was going to say about the history stuff, is it's like, man, I don't want to go down too hard on this stuff, but...
You know what's crazy about that? Like, that is astounding to know that after the fact, 12 million Germans, double the amount that was supposedly slaughtered in... officially slaughtered in the Holocaust, double the amount, 12 million Germans were killed. Or some people were killed just because they spoke German. And then they took women and children, they had them lay down on the ground, and they ran over their legs and crushed their legs. And then expected them to dig their own graves. Like, these are horrific things, my man. And anytime someone says, well, what about us? 6 million of us died. Well, hang on a second. You better fall back, because you're not first in line. There's much more significant body counts than what you guys are talking about. Yes, have you been victimized? Yes. But have people been victimized more than you? Damn straight. Does history prove that so? 100%. We don't have to get into Mao or Stalin or Genghis Khan or a litany of other examples, Elijah. But they are not the only victims. And they've got to reconcile that. They've got to realize that. And they've got to give some props to the people that also suffered.
Well, check this out.
Imagine?
Where's their museums?
So I'm getting relaxed. I'm like chilling down here now. Okay, I'm leaning back because I want to read this stuff. Okay, so check this out. So Klaus Arminius said, most of the time we hear a lot about terrible crimes committed by Germans during World War II, but very little about crime committed against Germans. Germany's defeat in May of 1945 saw the destruction, looting, starvation, rape, and mass killing by the Allies. More than 9 million Germans died as a result of deliberate Allied starvation and expulsion policies after the Second World War, including 1.5 to 2 million German prisoners, which were alleged number that died in Auschwitz. Damn. So, you know what? I need to bring... Does anybody know in the chat? This is what I should do, actually. Mm. For next week's censored show... I should just have a World War II historian explain to me all this stuff for like 2 hours. You know what I mean? Because I should just have like a video on Censored just called like what really happened. Because what I don't even know about this stuff. I'm being honest, guys. I'm when I say I'm retarded, I mean, I just talk about current events. I'm not a history buff. I studied, you know, genetics in university and stuff. So this is not even my stick.
You're a bell curve kind of guy.
No, I'm the bottom of the bell curve. Yeah, I'm the dong. I'm the noise. That's me. I'm the dong. I'm the little hanging thing in the bell curve.
I meant like more of a proponent of the theory, which is proven accurate.
Yes, that I'm retarded.
The science proves it.
Correct. But he's saying here that 1.5 to 2 million Germans died at Auschwitz. So Auschwitz then would have been a camp for Germans. So maybe some Jews died there, but primarily a lot of the pictures we could have seen were Germans that were killed or prisoners of war. So is that what they're saying here? That like,
what about the History Channel doing specials on that?
I'm feeling like we need to go over to Rumble because I want to talk about a few things about this. And I just feel like YouTube's not going to like talking about this topic.
Have we got any clips of Hoochies we can just play on YouTube then while we're still on YouTube?
Yeah, let me see. I think, Oh, I think I have a video I can play here for you guys while we're on YouTube before we go over. If you're not following me on X, you really should be because that's like where I'm the most active. Oh, okay. We'll just.
I've got a clip. Here's a clip by DM. I'll send you a couple of clips as well.
Check this out. I've talked about how women are out of control on what they wear at the gym. And people said, oh, you don't like sexy girls. I didn't say it's the sexy girls I'm mad about at the gym. But I will say it is distracting, especially out here. They dress like prostitutes, like literally in lingerie out here. You can see their nipples. And then they get mad at you for staring. And you're like, why do you have your boobs out? But this is different. Check it out. Can we just say that there's other things this person could have worn? And Fleckas, please stop wearing leggings to the gym.
Beat me, hate me, you can never break me. Will me, thrill me, you can never kill me. Chew me, sue me, everybody do me. Kick me, kite me, don't jump like a fight me. All I wanna say is that they don't really care about us. All I wanna say is that they don't really care about us. I surely wanna become of my life. Beat me, hate me, you can never break me. Will me, thrill me, you can never kill me. Chew me, sue me, everybody do me. Kick me, kite me, don't jump like a fight me. All I wanna say is that they don't really care about us. All I wanna say is that they don't really care about us. I surely wanna become of my life. Beat me, hate me, you can never break me. Will me, thrill me, you can never kill me. Chew me, sue me, everybody do me. Kick me, kite me, don't jump like a fight me. All I wanna say is that they don't really care about us. All I wanna say is that they don't really care about us. I surely wanna become of my life. Beat me, hate me, you can never break me.
So she knew what she was doing with that outfit. Like, dude, that is so unnecessary.
She was stretching it to its limits.
And can we say this? This is where people get mad at me and think I'm an asshole. Okay. I think this is great, right? So, like, theoretically, I think this is fantastic that she's working out.
Damn straight.
Okay. So I'm not going to talk crap on her. I'm not going to call her ugly or anything because
she's not
working on herself. She's probably pretty and, you know.
She is.
She's probably pretty.
The face ain't too bad, man.
Yeah. I'm just not into the browns, but, you know, there's a lot of brown chicks that are hot. Okay. I mean, the question is would or wouldn't in the chat? Yes or no. But also, like, dude, we'll get into the Holocaust stuff on Rumble, but I'm trying to fill the full hour here. On YouTube to give the YouTube audience what they want.
Mm-hmm.
It's like this girl doesn't need to be working on her legs. She needs to just be like on a calorie deficit for 2 years, right? This girl needs a 2-year calorie deficit.
Yeah, she's overwhelmed her system long before the burritos got to her, and that's showing.
In Auschwitz, there was no Zyklon B. You just got into a room and she just crushed your head between her thighs. It's just her with her legs spread open, and you're a Jew and you put your head in her legs and she just goes...
You know why she's pretty decent at lifting weights as well? Because she's actually used to it, Elijah. She's strong inside. Her body, her frame has had to become strong. I know you can't really see it, but just with the squatting mechanisms there, because each time she squats ordinarily, she's already carrying 75 pounds extra. So adding, you know, adding something else onto that is fine. Yeah, pull up your DMs. There's a couple of clips there. There's only less than a handful. They're all about 20 seconds long, I think. And we'll just address those. We can touch on all of those. They're all YouTube friendly, yeah, but we'll serve as good talking points.
We'll get to the Holocaust in about a couple minutes.
Let me go to Rumble. Okay, so the Little Mermaid one's good. Okay, that one's good. Yeah.
Wait, I'm going to make this full screen here. Hey, Brian, try not to put the screen up until I have these videos full screen. It's fine right now, but just try to – they don't need to see me clicking through because they might see my lolly and furry porn collection. you know, have you ever seen that? Like streamers are like – just like randomly, like they have like these weird like porn fetishes and it pops up. They're like, oops. This is actually my – it's like this is in a folder called Things to Watch Later. It's my bookmarks. Here it is. That's like when you have a poop ball and it's flushing and it's like goes down the toilet. You know what I mean? Like you have a little poop.
I just don't know what the hell is going on there, especially because it's got the rainbow flag behind it again. So she's like, come and I'll open up and you say, ah, and dine down, chow down on this. Look what I can do.
Dude, would you? Well, here's the thing though. Can we just say this? So let's talk about the difference too of like, there are some girls who can carry weight easily.
Yeah.
Like, well, and even if she's like a big girl, it's still like, they're still hot. Like maybe not to marry. You don't want like that around your home, like a bit, cause you don't want to feed her, but there's some like they're not even thick. They are a little chunky, but it looks good still. Like okay. They've got nice boobs or like, it's not, they're not a blob is what I'm trying to say. And
it's proportional.
And depending on how desperate you are as a guy, if you're living a promiscuous lifestyle or you're really drunk, depending on the standards can change. But this woman, this black woman, like this is, I would say this is 100% a no-go, period.
Is she really good at rolling around like that on the floor because she's fallen down a lot and no one's been there to help her up? So she's been practicing ways she can get herself back on her feet.
Yeah, I don't know. It grosses me out.
Next clip.
Next clip. All right, let me find the next one you sent. All right, next one. Oh, I think we've had this girl on the show before.
I don't even know. I think they're trying to do a Little Mermaid somewhere in the hood. So they've brought that apparatus there and they've asked Big Mama to get on in there and do her thing so the kids can see what it's really like in the flesh. But yeah, she's all the way to the bottom. She's not too buoyant. She doesn't realize to float, you've got to keep oxygen in your lungs. So now she has to use the Perspex to pull herself back up out of her submersion.
Why is everyone saying that my mic volume is low, but some people are saying it's not low? I don't understand.
You're a low talker, Elijah.
I don't know. Maybe it's just because I'm not projecting. Usually I project really, really loud. Is it really? Is my mic volume low? Okay. I don't even know. But that's the thing. All right. We can go over to talk about the Holocaust and stuff on the other, on Rumble.
Let's look at the New South Wales Police Commissioner, though. Other one clip. So this is pretty amazing. Yep, there she is. So this is New South Wales Police Commissioner. Her name is Karen Webb. She's people have been calling for her to vacate the position for quite some time because she goes missing a lot and she's not available immediately after incidences of tragedy to comment on them. And sometimes she'll go days without coming out and explaining what's taken place. But she's here making comments in regards to information online and who the purveyors of truth are and who Australians must listen to if they want the truth. Go ahead, Elijah.
Someone said, both your mics are lower than the vids. Okay, well, I don't know what's going on. All right, sorry for the mix then. Here's what she says. By the way, I saw on the news yesterday, they're advertising this locally that, you know, Bishop Mari Mari, the stabbing, everyone saw the guy, the attempted stabbing, as a teenager gone wild. I literally watched the news. They were like, teen crime is up. A teenager attacked a bishop at a church. A teenager yelling, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. But it's a teenage crime. So this is getting put as a teenage. If it was a white person that attacked a Muslim, it'd be a hate crime. It'd be all over the news.
Yep.
We wouldn't stop hearing about it for 10 years.
I also want to stress that there is misinformation being communicated across social media and people should not share any of that information. The source of information should be from police and law enforcement authorities, and if people have concerns, they should check our websites, our socials.
Look, police speak after teen charged. They're calling him a teen.
And any other direct news from law enforcement about current information. If we have current credible information about any risk or threat to the community, we will let them know. We will share that with the community. So please be assured that police will be the source of truth and not social media and misinformation.
Wow.
Police will be the source of truth. Imagine telling that to the people who front Black Lives Matter.
Police? This country has some problems. Okay, we're going to talk about that in the Holocaust.
The guys with the guns are going to tell you what the truth is.
What happened, Brian?
Said, I've heard that before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've said that multiple times. Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead and let's go waiting screen, and we'll see you over at rumble.com/slightlyoffensive. But check it out. Don't forget to get a censored.tv membership. Use my promo code offensive right there for 20% off. You get this show, Gavin McGinnis, Atheism's Unstoppable, Josh Lacash, a bunch of good shows, Jim Goad, all in one place. Plus, you get an exclusive show on Thursdays. We put a preview on Rumble, but it's like a full hour, hour and a half on there. And when I get back to the U.S. Soon, there's going to be more content going up on Censored that's not up there now. I have a hard drive full of all my old street videos, which someone is going to be uploading weekly.
Beautiful.
To Censored, so you can catch up on all the, you know, Portland sucks, whatever. And then I'm planning on making a new video called New York Sucks. I never made one, but I'm planning on making a new video. Where am I going to film it? I don't know. But let's go ahead. Let's go to the waiting screen. I'll see you over there. We're chilling. It's a Friday night. See you over at Rumble. And hello to everyone at Censored. We're on Locals. We're on Censored. And we'll see you over there. So we're going to start out going hot. 23andMe is a scam. We're going to be talking a little bit. I want to talk about the Holocaust and stuff. And the reason why I don't believe anything is, check this out. Have you seen this video?
I've seen it.
All right, check this out. 23andMe and lizard DNA. Check this out.
I wanted to see what would happen if I sent my pet lizard DNA into 23andMe. And so with the help of my wife, we extracted enough saliva to send off in the mail. We were so excited to see the results. After about 3 months, we were shocked. My lizard was 51% Ashkenazi Jewish. He was also 48% West Asian. This was really interesting. They also gave us a little bit of his background and his history, what he liked to eat, etc. Let us know which animal's DNA we should send in next.
So I didn't know if that was a joke of saying that Jews are lizard people or if that was real. Was that real? Was that?
I believe it was real. Other ones have been done, and I think they had the same result.
They come back like Ashkenazi Jewish?
Now, that means, yes, at least the majority, so more than 50.1%. That means one of two things. Either it is correct and they are that, or that the people doing the testing somehow compromise the sample given, and that would mean they themselves are Ashkenazi Jews. So are the people running the labs at 23andMe Ashkenazi, and are they following the appropriate steps? Because if they are not, and if the lizards are in fact Ashkenazi Jews, I have questions.
Yeah, that was really weird. Oh, someone said I should have E. Michael Jones on Thursday to explain to me everything.
He's very good, of course.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea. By the way, I turned up the mics. Is it better, guys? Are the mics better? I turned up both of our mics. So I don't know if it actually is better, but that's the truth. Someone said in the chat, Elijah was reminded to pick his wedgie after watching the fat woman. Someone also said that's what Elijah jams to when he's gargling down.
Well, cocks. Because you haven't had a shower and you've been to the gym, of course, you're very sweaty down there, man, and it does get stuck.
Well, it may. Yeah. Thank you, guys. Everyone in the chat, it's like it makes me laugh because every time somebody publicly is like, oh, he's gay, it's like the chat, you've never been on the show. Mm. Half of the chat is just people calling me a faggot and saying that I gargle down cocks before I come on the show, which thank you guys for the very kind words every day.
Can I just address something?
Mm-hmm.
Have we put the birthday incident behind us, Elijah? Are we mates again, mate?
Yeah, I was fine with that. They did want to know, my wife was like, why did you get cream pied at work by Ben? So why was I cream pied by Ben? That's the question that everybody wanted to know. Why was I cream pied by you?
Well, I was only fulfilling the wishes of the audience who have all wanted to facialize you for some time. It was your birthday, so I wanted you to have your cake and to be able to eat it too. And at the end of the day...
You going
to
make up for it in any way?
Well, it's your birthday. You can cry if you want to, but I don't want to hurt you much more than what I already did on that day. But if you want to assume the position, I've got two fists and I'll make them fit.
Listen, you son of a bitch.
Oh, man. So said, I don't want to know. Keep it in your basement, homie. Stop. All right. the best part about this is, okay, so let's go into the Holocaust. We'll just go into the Holocaust. I want to go back to the tweet that I was looking at with Klaus Hemanius. Let's go here. So in the winter of 1945 to 1946, the Allies forbid anyone outside the country to send food parcels to the starving Germans. The Allied authorities also rejected requests by the International Red Cross to bring in provisions to alleviate the suffering Allied camps. Mass rape of German girls and women got into so bad to the point that some women thought taking their own lives would be mercy. The magazine issue of October 15, 1945, Alfred Maurice de Zayas, the German expels victims in war and peace. I guess this is all from his book. Okay, so he was just giving the sources. And someone posted a video in here. Let's watch this. Who is this? Do we know who this is? Classic Groip said, what did American intelligence have to say about the Holocaust in the years following World War II, that Jewish groups and pro-communist groups were gaining a stronghold over the American media? Ron Unz on Beatty, and the perception that Jewish activism pushed America to war with Germany. Okay, let's watch this. I mean, let's go.
In the years after the Second World War, as far as I could tell, virtually no one in the West, with the exception of a few Jewish activist groups, seemed to take the Holocaust seriously. And there's one particular book that I came across, which really, you know, is very significant, had a very significant impact on my views. There's a man named John Beatty. He was an academic scholar of that period, a professor at a university. And during the war, he served in military intelligence. He was actually the person responsible for producing the daily intelligence briefs that were distributed to all of the top American leaders, political leaders and military leaders, on what our American intelligence had discovered during the previous 24 hours. After the end of the war, in 1951, he published a book called Iron Curtain Over America, in which he argued that Jewish groups and pro-communist groups were gaining a stranglehold over the American media. In other words, he was very strongly anti-communist. And his book became very, very popular. It was the second best-selling conservative book of the 1950s. What's interesting about it is that, you know, he basically debunked a lot of these stories of German villainy. In other words, he basically said the Germans had not been in any way planning to conquer the world. It was simply wartime propaganda, that America had been propelled by Jewish activism and Jewish influence into going to war with Germany, even though Germany had no interest in wanted to have good relations in the United States and certainly didn't want a war with the United States. And then Beatty, in just a few paragraphs, ridiculed the notion of the Holocaust. In other words, he basically said, and there's still some people who claim that 6 million Jews or millions of Jews were massacred by the Germans, which obviously was just ridiculous wartime propaganda. We're talking about somebody who produced on a day-to-day basis the intelligence briefs that went to all of America's top officials. And in 1951, years after the end of the Second World War, he basically was just casually ridiculing anybody who still believed in the Holocaust. Now, what's interesting is his book was very critical, obviously, of organized Jewish groups in the United States and the way they gained such a stranglehold over American media, and it caused really America to get involved in the Second World War. So naturally, he was ferociously attacked by the ADL and other organized Jewish groups. They did everything they could to suppress his book. But what's interesting is none of the attacks even mentioned the fact that he was ridiculing the Holocaust. They entirely ignored that issue. And what's also interesting is then as he came under harsh attack by these Jewish groups, a large number of America's leading generals, both retired and serving, ended up endorsing his book. Our top military commanders from the Second World War said that every good American should read that book. So, in effect, we have a book that explicitly ridiculed the Holocaust as ridiculous wartime propaganda that became the second best-selling conservative book of the 1950s, that was attacked by organized Jewish groups on every other conceivable grounds, but they never brought up the fact that he was denying the Holocaust. And his book then was endorsed by so many of America's top generals and military commanders. So it seemed to me facts like that make it very clear that in the period following the Second World War, in the years immediately after the Second World War.
So What? So is the Holocaust? So did Jews die in World War II? Probably. I mean, a lot of people died, right? So I think what I'm getting at here, what I'm learning from my research is, Jews died. Some Jews were executed, not just because they were Jewish, but because some of them were just communists and socialists, and there was already sectarian violence between the socialists and the fascists, the communists and the fascists.
Yeah.
So like all the major, because I looked up all the major communists. You can look this up, guys. I looked this up on Wikipedia. All the major communists that were committing terrorism and violence in Germany shortly before the war were Jewish people. So we do know he was attacking communists and socialists. Are those linked, Jewish groups and communism? I don't really know. Like I this is not my area of expertise. But
you have to look into the Bolsheviks to understand all of that. Well, that's what I was
going to say. So we know that. But on the flip side, what else I'm also seeing from this is that, yeah, like there obviously was, from my understanding, there was the Night of Broken Glass or whatever these things, that maybe it's true, maybe it's not. I have no idea. But Jews were kicked out of Germany. I do know that. They tried to expel Jewish Jews. And the thing is, it's not exclusive to Germany, though. Mm. Like, they act like Jews were these great people that were around for centuries, and then Germans would just had some sectarian hatred for their genetic, you know, makeup, and then wanted to kill them all.
Because more than 100 other nations had expelled them.
200. They said 109 nations and empires, but city-states within like to that ban them from doing business, it's 200.
Far out.
So it's actually the 109 is not correct. I looked into it. It's 100,
because of
it's
the 200. Scheming. Because of the scheming.
Well, yeah, this is not like a big anti-Jewish show, and I'm not like trying to create any anti-Jewish sentiments here by any means. I'm just trying to understand the Holocaust, and it's super weird that when you question the Holocaust in World War II, they say that that's hateful of Jewish people, which is really unfortunate, I think. What was that?
Jews.
I think it's interesting. I have really good Jewish friends. My wife is Jewish, right? My son's not, though, but my wife is. My great grandfather. This is not a joke. My great grandfather was Jewish. That's like not a joke. And so a lot of my family, I've told you, actually, a lot of my family is Jewish. I have a lot of Jewish family. It's actually true. I am not personally Jewish, but there are a lot of Jews in my family. That would explain like why I work in media. No, I don't know. I didn't even, and I remember that my great grandfather used to tell my dad, don't tell him we have Jews in our family. Because that would make sense. They're German. They were German, but there was Jews in the family. So Jews and Germans intermixed for a long time. Mm-hmm. And that's key, because that would have been World War I era. And so the Germans and Jews used to get along. They invited the Jews in because they had been expelled everywhere.
And German women, Jewish women, they desired the German men quite a bit. And they were like all about it. They wanted a German man.
Yeah. All I know is, like, I don't know how it all so I don't know what it is, but, like,
you know, you can actually, we could get Ron Ons. You could get Ron Ons on the show.
Who's that?
That's a guy who spoke in that. Oh, that's from Ons.com.
Let me guess, he's, like, labeled as, like, a severe, like, brutal anti-Semite. And
he might be all of that, but he makes frequent media appearances.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying, like, the ADL probably slams him as, like, being this horrible, evil anti-Semite, right? Am I right about that?
Yeah, but he's not really that, because nothing can stick, because he's been writing about history in long form for multiple decades. Obviously, all the books in the background aren't just stage props. He's actually one of the most well-read people on the planet living today. And he knows his stuff inside and out. And he's not an ideologue per se. He's just an evaluator of the historical record. And he can convey a message about what took place at certain times, certain eras, and why certain actions were taken. Yeah, he's all across it. Is he marginalized by the mainstream? Yes, he is. But that's only because what he says could be controversial, because they'd prefer a different narrative be spun. But yeah, he's a great man, Ron Ons.
Well, that would make sense. But the point is like, you know, I just...
We don't know. We weren't there. We didn't live there. We've only been.
No, I just want to know my history because I think that the rewriting history, you know, that we have to care about, like even today, we have to care about Jews today. We got to care about Israel. Mm. No, you don't. Mm. You don't got to care. You don't need to care. And they want me to care about. I care about my people. Mm. I don't give a shit about your stupid God trickery shit that you got going on over there. Mm. Fuck off. Mm. And the reason why I'm angry and upset is because I have a son. Mm. And, you know, there's an Islamic sectarian attack in Sydney, and they call it a teen. Mm. Teen terrorism is what I got from it. And they can't even call him a muzzo. They can't call him that because they don't want to sound racist. Fuck these people. I don't care about them. I don't even want them in my country. And it's like, well, that's racist. No, it's not. Literally, it's not.
Yeah, well, for the last few years, the Australian Security Intelligence Organization, ASIO, who's basically like the FBI, they have their national threat assessment. And for many years, at least the last 5, 6, 7, 8 years, at the speech given by the director of ASIO, they have informed Australians that the greatest threat to Australians are white men. Christian men. White Christian men are a threat to the security of the country. And this obviously contravenes that warning. And they don't wish to address what is a burgeoning threat in the country, and that is radical Islamists. And that isn't to say that all people who are Muslim wish to act in this way, because the vast majority of them here in this country do not. But they do not want to ascribe to the perpetrator of this attack his religion. And that's why they're covering it up, Elijah, and labeling him as a teen. Although, in fact, it was captured on camera. He's screaming Allah Akbar while he's trying to stab a priest in the head.
Dude, I think that's where I want to come to a conclusion on this stuff, where I'm not trying to be ridiculous, and our countries are being raped. Mm-hmm. Like, we're actually losing our nations right before us. I think for almost all the history of this country, they usually let in a max 80,000 new immigrants a year, maximum, mm-hmm. prioritizing, not only, but prioritizing from white nations, particularly crown country. Mm. So particularly, you know, Ireland, Scotland, England. Mm. And now they let in 125,000 per month. Mm. And they're packies.
And we don't have housing. We don't have housing.
No, there's no housing here.
So the question is, where are all these people going? Yeah, where are they all living?
3,000 housing companies went bust in the last couple of years. And the regulations here are insane.
And when you go to a vacant property, if people are looking to rent a property or even purchase a property, but I'll just speak about rentals in this case, there's over 50 people that appear at one property. And this is only for a small dwelling. This isn't somewhere that's grand and massive and lovely. This is just for your basic, cheapest place to live.
Yeah, they're not nice inside. The homes in Australia are not nice.
So there's 50 people rocking up. So these people who are on the low socioeconomic ladder, they are basically climbing over each other to try to secure a property. And then the agents are saying, well, who's willing to offer a little bit more? And then these people who've got no money anyway, they're literally taking food off the table and they're going without to be able to afford a place to live. And then if they are lucky and they can secure a property, there's 49 that missed out, and those 49 then move to the next house down the road. But there's already 50 people there applying for that one. So, yeah, we can't catch up. It can't be done. And it's outrageous that we are flooding the country with so many people. I heard it said the other day that this year alone, up until this point, we're only in April. We're not even in May yet, bro. Mayday, mayday, mayday. We're not even there yet. But over 4 million illegals have come across your border, bro, in the United States. 4 million people. So I guess on balance, because when you weigh up the population differences between the country, you obviously more than 300 million. Us here, just over 25 million. Yeah, we're taking in 100,000 a month, and you guys are taking in 4 million in 4 months. It's not sustainable whatsoever.
No, it's not only is it not sustainable, but it's literal treason. Like it's a self-destruction. And these countries are getting worse in every metric, but what do we do about it? Dude, it's not reversible, because Chris and I were talking about that yesterday, is that people are a bunch of bitches and they don't have the stomach to deport people. You know,
that like, would be xenophobic.
Right. But it's because they don't.
Our politicians adhere to political correctness, and that adherence is the very thing that's destroying us from within. And the reluctance to speak what needs to be said by our politicians is also. So it's a two-pronged assault, my man. And they're complicit. They are complicit. Dude. Jefferson was right.
Guaven McGinnis is in the chat here in Censored. I love their names. Guaven.
You know, there was a big problem on Gav's show, I think yesterday or the day before. He stormed out. He just said, forget about this. Because people are trying to undermine him on his own program, which is silliness.
Why?
They say he's got no chin. Now, Gavin obviously has a chin. He's got a backbone and he's got big balls as well, man. So
what's the chin? What's that? What's that mean?
I think it's an inside joke with some idiots that are his employees that are just trying to bust his balls and have a bit of fun, take the piss out of the boss type of thing.
I like Gavin. Gavin's a good friend.
He's
Gavin,
a legend, man.
Gavin made my career.
He's one of the OGs.
I owe him my entire career or lack thereof. but no, but I always tell people, people don't know that. It's literally Gavin shared my video and it went viral, my first street video I ever made, and he's the one who got me inside, in the inside, and then got me on Alex Jones' show, and we went from there.
He's one of the few guys who isn't a cuck or a soy cocksucker to be able to wear tartan pants and still look masculine. I guess that's a Scotsman in him.
I'm gonna go hang out with Gavin soon. I am. I'm gonna hang out with Gavin. I'm gonna hang out with him. I like Gavin. I just can't drink with Gavin because I don't know how he can drink so much and not be drunk on air.
He's Scottish.
No, but like when I drink on air, you can tell that I'm drunk. Like, and I've been drunk on air a lot. You know, I'm not like, yeah, I've been so hammered on air before.
Did you see the video with him? He was walking shirtless down the street around some hood and some kid comes up to him. He's like, hey man, like what's up with you? And he's like, hey, yeah, I may look like I'm disheveled. I may look like I'm homeless, but actually I've got like this massive mansion. And the guy's like, what? Have you got a mansion? He's like, yeah, do you want to come and have a look? So the guy's like, yeah, cool. And so this kid walks behind him like a little TikToker or something like that. Gavin takes him back to the pad. And then, but Gavin didn't have his keys for the front door. So he just jumps over the wall of wherever this place is and then starts showing this kid through this house. Now, I'm uncertain even if it was Gavin's house or not, man, because Gavin didn't even know how to work certain things in the house, which he should have known. And had a phenomenal shower, though. Yeah, people be able to find that clip online. But yeah, who doesn't love Gavin? Gavin has saved so many people and Gavin's given an option. Most importantly, he's kept free speech alive. Him and Anthony do phenomenal work. I laugh frequently.
I just say, like, the chat is just every chat is, he's, hopefully he doesn't take it personally because the chat's now saying that Gavin gets in Elijah's insides. And someone said, I love Elijah drunk on air, but I know I shouldn't encourage him. Those were some of the favorite shows. Yeah. You know what it is though, guys, is like, this show is going to be getting also great too back in the U.S. Though we will miss Benjamin Netanyahu. He'll still come on. You should come out and visit in the U.S.
Well, Gavin's going to fly me out. I've just heard. I just heard Gavin's going to fly me out.
You should. You should go. Elijah used to get fucking hammered. I used to get lit up along with you sometimes. It's so funny. Yeah, I used to get like bazammered on air, like lit. And then sometimes I would get crossfaded on air. So sometimes I would take an edible, like a weed.
Damn.
And I would be like stoned and start ripping shots. Oh, I'm already seeing them. I'm already like having like flashbacks. Ripping shots of vodka, like warm vodka.
Oh, dude.
Anybody knows. Oh, freak. And I remember there was this one time. Several times. There was a lot, like dozens of times. But I remember like at least once a week, I was borderline unable to like function on shows. And I remember I'm not gonna say who, but I was like drinking with a bunch of staff at my old job. And I went to go on a show and I did not realize that that Glenn Beck was gonna be on the show with me. And
was he wearing a bow tie?
And I was hammered.
Cool.
And so someone at the studio was like, hey, you want to take a couple lines, you know, some, you know, which I didn't do. I never did drugs there ever.
Of El Chapo's finest.
No, I never did. I never did drugs. I really didn't. That's great. And I was like, oh my gosh. Like, and I remember it's like,
it'd be what, like,
yeah, but it was like, what? So, you know, yeah. The 19th century, you know, the Bolsheviks weren't really Jews. Actually, we should, you know, the thing is we should give money to Israel and whatever. And I'm sitting there like,
sitting down for like a Shapiro Daily Wire Sunday special talk.
Yeah, and I'm like sitting there like on with one of the biggest personalities in like media and going, And this is a live program too, by the way, going, right, yeah, that's really interesting, you know, like trying to like drink water and like, and just like, there was also one time too where they got so mad at me because I was filming a riot and I, sometimes I used to just get drunk and go into riots. It's like pretty, that's, you wondered how sometimes I got the balls to just go like film some of that stuff. I just would like drink half a bottle of vodka and then go out and just film that shit. It was fun. And I remember I called in to Glenn Beck's program and his producer was like, were you fucking drunk? You sounded like a fucking asshole. I was like, I didn't even go to bed. It was like 6 a.m. It was like 6 a.m. I was like, because I think it was like 6 a.m. my time in the Pacific. So it was like maybe like 9 a.m. I go, I'm drunk, but like I've been drunk all night at this riot. Like, you're going to get mad at me for drinking at a riot? Like, come on. And so I remember there was a lot of that. So it is good that I'm not drunk on air anymore.
Well, the best undercover operatives have to partake, and that's to endear themselves to the people they are infiltrating. So yeah, did you have to have drinks with Antifa? Of course you did, but that was only so you could be on the front lines.
Someone was like, Kez is a real one for sticking with Elijah through his alcoholism. The thing is, though, is I'm not using the excuse like everyone was doing it, but like that's why when that like stupid bullshit came out that was like, and he used to drink on set. I'm not gonna even get into that whole like fucking bullshit. That's why all the attacks, every attack on me is like, I'm gonna expose you. And it's like, I almost said the N-word right now. It's like, I don't care.
Everything they say about you
is all true, but also it's like, what do you mean? Like, tell me anything you want. Fucking, you want to be a fucking cunt and you want to talk shit about my personal life? Fucking go ahead, bitch. I don't give a shit. Like, I don't care. Fuck you. Go ahead, you fucking cocksucker. Wait till I ever unleash my files on people. They're not going
to
like it.
Do you think next year you'll be able to share the story of your time with the Taliban?
Yeah.
When you went and met with the Taliban, when you flew into Kabul and you spent a week with the Taliban?
Yeah, well, the thing is that I will talk about that, but that also is the last time I got raped and enjoyed it. But I also will say, and it was me by a human, but it was by a goat. Now you know where that little baby goat came from. I gave birth to it. I gave birth to a goat after getting impregnated in Afghanistan. I just think it's funny because it's like, oh, does Censor TV allow you to listen to the background? Yeah, it should allow you to listen to the background. Censor TV should. And I think it's $12 a month, by the way, bearing breathing. Mm-hmm. And I'm meeting with them in person, by the way. I'm meeting with the Censor team soon in person because the updates that I've asked to be able to chat on the phone, that's why you can't chat apparently on the app. Apparently that's what it is. You can't chat in the app. So they have the update. They haven't put it in, but I'm going to go punch some Nazis in the face when I get there and beat the shit out of them. I'm going to get my prison purse inspected by the TSA. What does make me laugh, though, is that's why in all this, though, I just had a lot of fun. And it was like a few years of just like being fucked up drunk for like, it was a good run. I was basically like drunk 6 days out of the week for like 3 years.
You've done very well to look as good as you do today, considering.
I was just like, It was a hot mess, but there was a lot of
there was camaraderie going on there. You weren't the only person.
Oh, everyone was fucked up and partying all the time and drunk and doing drugs and stuff. And they all act like, oh, they're not. But it's like, you know, two people can tell the story here. And, you know, thank God I'm not, a gay gossip queen because I'm not going to get into that. But I will just say, a lot of people did a lot of regrettable things throughout my history of life from when I, you know, whatever. But what I do think is interesting is that is that, yeah, there was just a lot of getting fucked up. But I one time went on a Vegas trip with a bunch of fun people, and I ended up parachuting Molly with like it was just like pure MDMA, and ended up just like sticking it inside of some toilet paper and just like shooting it like Stalin.
Oh, I thought you meant you went skydiving.
No.
Dropped ecstasy whilst you were parachuting.
No. And I have not been that high in a long time. I think that's the highest I've been in like since then. And that
so
was like,
instead of taking it orally, you took it rectally.
No. Parachute, it means it's not in a pill. It was just like crystals, and then you put it in toilet paper, and then you just swallow the toilet paper.
Oh, okay.
So a parachute. It's like you're like parachute. No, that would be, I wouldn't want to put crystals up my ass. That would hurt.
I've heard that
you can put
people do that.
You can put ecstasy in your rectum. You can. And you can let it absorb, and it's like really intense. You can stick anything. You can drink in your butthole too. You can do anything. If
anyone would know anything about that, Gavin McGinnis would certainly know all about that.
I definitely know that was the thing. But I do know that I did take Molly, and I remember I was like rolling with everyone, and it was so intense. It was just so intense. I remember just like sitting there being like just like trying to stick it together. But I don't think, but for the most part, been pretty good. I just think you just go through seasons of life.
You're ordinarily a pretty affectionate guy. So, and that's when you're not taking ecstasy. And ecstasy makes people even more affectionate. So I could only imagine how many hugs you would have been. I love you, man. I love you.
Molly is a little bit like that, right?
Mm, of course.
Well,
so, if they gave the IDF ecstasy, they'd be mates with Hamas.
Mm-hmm. Someone said opiates are fun, and then I got sober. I don't think I'm like that.
I don't think
on Molly it's like that affection. I think it's more just like you just want someone to give you a head massage, you know? You just want someone to like scratch your head, and then like you want to watch a light show. But I don't see the thing is the reason why I don't really like drugs. I don't like to use drugs because you don't recover well and they don't make you feel good. Like when you do blow or when you do ecstasy or when you do these things, it like you like pay for it for several days afterwards, and then it destabilizes your mood for like a week. You know? So it's not like you drink and you feel hungover and then you like recover and you're like fine. It's like they you pay with your happiness. And that's why I've always felt like I really try now to stay away from like from stimulants, is because number one, it's not good for my relationship with God. But number two, you know, which that could improve vastly. But it also is just in general, like drugs, you know, I'm a dad now. Like I can't be doing blow and stuff like
you've got to wake up in the morning, Elijah. You've correct. Got things to do, bro.
Correct. I've got a lot to do. Yeah. So it's like, I just feel like as a dad, you know,
that's why having kids is good, because if you're the right type of person, having kids will straighten you out, because you just don't have time to do all of the fun stuff anymore because you've got responsibilities to take care of.
Yeah. That's just the thing, man. All right. I think we're,
Yeah, all through your stories, E? Is that everything for
today?
Yeah,
I think we're good. No, I've never been into meth at all. I've done meth, but I've done meth before, but I never really got into it. I'd rather have done which is why like I don't take my prescriptions.
What about LSD?
Oh yeah, I've done a lot of that.
Okay.
But I would say a lot, meaning like, I guess that's not true. Maybe I've done LSD like six times.
What about
but
like
shrooms? Like maybe like eight or nine.
Peyote.
Times. I don't. Maybe I've done that. I don't even know.
Angel dust.
No.
Ayahuasca.
No, I never did ayahuasca. That stuff makes you sick in your stomach. I'm pretty sure you throw up.
It's meant to assist with purging, but it's meant to cleanse you out. So did you see, you haven't seen the toad?
Sometimes we're reminiscing about our debauchery. No, we're not reminiscing about our debauchery. We're just having a staunch discussion on why I don't do drugs, but just telling some stories there. Someone said they took GHB once. My boyfriend almost died on it.
Far out.
Someone gave me GHB once in LA.
What?
Yeah. While I was out at a brewery in LA, they gave me GHB on accident, they said. But
I do know some guys passed out. One time gave another dude we knew, his name was Paulie, and they wanted to get rid of Paulie because he had somewhere else to go. So they're like, we're just going to give him some of this LSD. So they're like, I think we got Subway or something like that along the way. And one of our mates decided to throw two tabs of LSD into Paulie's Subway. And then Paulie was tripping. So they dropped him off at the casino. I'm like, have a good night. We'll see you later, bro. And then Paulie had to be collected from police watch house the following morning because he had no idea what was going on. He'd never smoked weed or anything up until that point. He rarely got drunk. And he was totally unaware that he was tripping. He just didn't know what the hell was happening to him. He was trying to explain to the police that he was seeing things and this and that was going on. So he was about to be certified. They were about to put him in the loony bin. Luckily, he was taken from the police watch house and they said to the police, oh, we've just given him something last night. We're just having a bit of fun. It was a prank. But, yeah, this is what boys do things to each other. But, yeah, we'd never give each other GHB or GBH or anything like that. That's
did you see the Australian police last night? They put out a report. They were like, five Australians were injured the other night when they called the police. You know, they called the police saying that they were going in and out of consciousness after ingesting five cookies with laced with THC.
Mm.
You mean going in and out of sleep? I can just see them like, I'm dying, like some bitches being like, I'm dying, and then call the police and be like, come please pick us up. It's like they turned over the cookies for the testing. That's the news in Australia. It's like stabbings and then some people ate weed cookies. It's like the officers was like, okay, we acknowledge that they ingested that. Why do the police talk like this here? Ingested five cookies. But we remind the public to not ingest illegal substances. They are poisonous. Do not ingest them, and we are testing them and analyzing for their purposes. We are warning the public not to eat laced cookies. Remember the mushroom incident here where the woman fed the deadly mushrooms to people? Yeah. That's been on the news for like a year. What's up with this country and like their news not being
real? That was
real?
Her own family.
She killed them on purpose, right? She homicided them with mushrooms. She gave them deadly mushrooms.
That is the allegation.
Well, Dory Masters said, Elijah, we need notice our shirts in Australia. I can't. Sorry. And Trable 84 said, Elijah, watch Bishop Mari Mari's statement. Okay, I will. That's really good to know. Yes, I don't know. But someone said visiting an alternative reality to relate to the liberals. I commend you for your honest and true journalism. Thank you, Penny Lane Lee.
Super chatsy.
Yeah, well, I read them all throughout the show. We pretty much read everything. We just read them as we went.
No birthday super chats a week later.
Someone said, without my amplifier, this episode was unwatchable because of the low sound. I don't know why the sound is low. I mean, maybe the sound is, you know what? I have an idea. Maybe the sound is low in the system here. Let me see. Like, how about that? Did that go louder for you guys? I'm being honest. Did that go louder for you guys? Was that louder? The amplifier person, who said that here, Captain Savaho, did that make everything better when we turned it up?
I love the fact there's a person in chat. They're called No One. They say I smoked heroin. It wasn't that big a deal.
So it's louder. Is that better?
Barely okay. Breathing has subscribed. It comes with $9.60 homicide offensive code. Okay, cool. Thank you very much.
All right. So I guess that is louder and that was better. So I guess we'll just boom. All right. It's good. Too loud for my little ears, someone said. All right. No, it's the same. I you know, it's got to be the devices you're looking at.
Yeah, people are so wasted at home. They haven't turned up their volumes.
Someone's like, have you ever heard of volume control? Mm. All right. Anyway, I think we'll go ahead and wrap it up there. It's a great Friday night. We have a lot going on next week. I need to get some rest this week. Mm. I've been like, dude, I've been
How are those 13-hour days, 14-hour days, 15-hour days treating you, sleeping in two shifts, bro? How's that working out for you, man?
It's been long days. That's all I'm gonna say. It's been really long days. It's been really, really long days.
But even bigger views.
Yes, but also I've been working on some things. So people don't know this. There's like a kind of a job that I have that I don't talk about a lot, but I'm transparent about it. So I've been actually, there's like, okay, let me try to clarify this. There's a group that I work with that is essentially trying to secure like a 7-figure deal to create counter info in coming up to the election to discourage voter turnout for Democrats based upon the, I get to be very careful. I can't say anything else more than that. Let me just leave it there. Mm. And it's very official. Like, this is tied to very official politics. This is like very political job that I have. And I'm essentially helping them create disinformation campaigns, and I'll just leave it at that, to help our side. And it's just a lot of work, you know. There's a lot of videos to be made, there's a lot of things to do, a lot of content to draw up, there's a lot of work. And so I'm actually, it's just me trying to help with elections there. The Veer on Fire said, appreciate you, Elijah, get some sleep, do the special about real World War II history. Yeah, I will. But I think, yeah, it's like a psyop. No, I am. I'm working with working in the direct political system in the United States to try to help us win, to counter their disinformation. That's all I'm going to say is that there are things that they are doing in our side that we are trying to do back to them. And we're getting smart this year. The Republicans are getting smarter in how we're waging war. And I won't incriminate myself by saying anything else, because that's all I'm saying. But it's really crazy what's going on. And it's like, think of it almost like as producing things that your own side disagrees with, but it's like uniparty stuff. So then you're pushing out messaging to try to make people hate the Democrats because they're like Republicans, but on really critical issues, and sort of exposing how the uniparty is real, which actually almost could discourage your own voter turnout, but you're targeting through paid ads and things into certain communities and neighborhoods to get people to not want to go vote. Mm. And so you're working to discourage voter turnout in Democrats, which is really an interesting concept.
Well, something's got to be done, because they're going to have so many illegals vote for them anyway, because there's no way they're going to approve the bill which stipulates that you need to show ID to be able to vote in your country. They'll push back on that. They won't pass it through. So something's got to be done to counter the amount of votes which will be cast to sway your election, not in the way you'd prefer for the outcome to be.
Well, yeah, I was supposed to say, why would you say anything at all? No, it's not like a secret. I'm just like trying to not like...
Well, I can tell them that, yeah, of course, now you're going to be starting writing editorials for the New York Times. Mm-hmm.
No,
I've said it for you now, Elijah. That's okay.
I just don't think... what I was going to say is, I don't think people realize that there's a bunch of stuff that I do outside of this show. A lot of things, actually, that end up really taking up, eating up a lot of time recently. I imagine coming up to the election, I will have no days off. I'm imagining that I will be working 7 days a week for like at least 45 or 50 days before and after the election.
Yeah.
Like, it'll just be nonstop traveling, and it's going to really start picking up in May. I know that. I think we're taking a break from this show the first week of May, though. I think we're going to take just a break because I have to go take care of some stuff. Mm-hmm. So I won't be able to make the show for about a week, and then we'll come back. But I'm just saying, like, I'm really nervous for our country. I don't think the election is winnable, but you should go vote, because it's important that we turn out. And if they do rig it, your vote does matter in terms of exposing the rigging, and at least then we can come together and figure out what we're going to do next, which apparently, according to my opinion on the American people, is a whole lot of fucking nothing. Mm. Would you agree to that? Yeah, it's like, so how it seems these days.
Good people are unwilling to do the necessary things because they would be bad things, but they'd only be doing them to bad people. But yeah, so there's some people that are unwilling. Let's wait to see, Elijah. I'll have more to say about it going forward, but I can't really speak as boldly as I'd like to about those topics because we're here in Australia.
All right. Well, happy 420 to those who are in the East Coast in the United States. I'm not encouraging drug use, but it is 420. And I hope you enjoy that. Anyway, guys, thank you so much again for watching another episode of Nightly Offensive. This is just a shit stream, just hanging out, relaxing, shooting some b-ball outside of school when a couple of guys who were up to no good started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got in one little fight. My mom got scared. She said, "You got to send all your tax money to Israel or you're going to get killed." So that's what happened. Ben, how can people find you and follow you?
Oh, they don't have to, but if they wish to, they can just look me up. I'm at Australian Talk on X, at Australian Talk on X. But mostly, I'm just Elijah's little sidekick.
Af Gout Laws for Life said, "Please stop with the gay shit." Kambuga shaka munda, kunga kingo, buga laka, buga black, 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 black. Yeah, you can also find me anywhere. Follow me on X to get my other stuff going on. And it's also Hitler's birthday tomorrow.
Or what?
I think it's Hitler's birthday on 420, right?
The anniversary.
I think it's his birthday.
Okay. Oh, I should have had something made up.
Oh, is that why Joel Davis was like, "Happy birthday, fellow Aryans," with a swastika? He posted that today. Every time I try to help Joel with his like optics, like it's like, "Hey, Joel, like, you know, your ideas are important, but, you know, maybe the Nat Sox Sig Heiling shit, maybe that's like not good optics for your movement." I'm not saying I sponsored or anything. I'm just saying, you know, if you have ideas you want to get across.
He is committed.
He's committed. And I don't mean that in a rude way. Just like, it makes me laugh because I find it funny. I find Antifa funny. I find the people that are committed to extreme ends of the political spectrum funny in a good way, though, because it's like, he doesn't give a fuck. That guy doesn't care. He doesn't care if people hate him. And I can respect that. You know what I mean? I can respect someone who doesn't care. Mm. It's just so funny. I think, yeah.
He's not going to be working for the government anytime soon, I think it's fair to say.
No. And they probably would like him to work for the government. This would also be fair, too. The government would love him to work for them. Just not in an official capacity. But it just made me laugh.
So you'll get E. Michael Jones and Ron Unz on at some stage. I think they'd be an excellent combo to have on to break down and discuss World War II and what's happened since then and how history has been rewritten and why certain things have been removed from the official record and why people are deprived from learning about certain incidents that did happen.
Yeah. Elmicron says hello. He hasn't popped up in a long time. That's a loaded joke there. Anyway, to the rest of you guys, shout out to Brian and to Mike and to everyone who makes the show possible. And to Ben, to the rest of you guys, as always, have a great rest of the week. And may God bless the United States of America. Don't forget to get a censored membership. It's actually $9.60, I found out, after the discount code per month. So it's $9.60. It's $9.11. That should be the price. Our price should be $9.11 with the discount code.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you're there, you can also let them know that they've got to work on that as well. And to tell you the truth, you're quite happy to shave off the difference. So you'll take the loss if they want to bump that down from the $9.60 to $9.11.
Code Dancing Israelis. Dancing Israelis to get it for $9.11 per month. No, use the homo code offensive, someone said. Yes, that's true. All right, guys, have a good weekend. For Nightly Offensive, have a great rest of the week, and may God bless the United States of America. I'm signing out.